possible, sir.
It's been there. It is
a hidden wanting to understand. At the moment, wanting to understand hinder instantly. It works its way to hinder the understanding because of the wanting to understand. It's very subtle and quite tricky for Lopa to play always. Just wanting to understand is not the understanding. So at that moment, many people are lured by such thinking, wanting to see, and trying so hard. Even at that moment, it's accompanied by Lopa, the hindrance.
How understand Ajahn without trying?
How I can. How? Always how. Can you do that? If you can, please tell me how. Impossible at all. No way to think of how. Otherwise, Buddha wouldn't say that after his enlightenment, he recognized it, Lopa, as the builder of samsara, yeah. Instructor of the samsara. Just leave the thinking about how. How is the self trying so hard? Even you name it, Pakatupanisya Pachya, it's just naming it. Yeah, naming it. It's Dana Pakatupanisya Pachya, Aramanupanisya Pachya. See, if you call it at that moment, it's not the understanding at all. It's just remembering the word and the understanding of the explanation of that meaning, but not the reality which appears as that which is attached by Aramanupanisyapachya as condition. At that moment of thinking about how, that is Aramanupanisyapachya as well. Accumulated the idea of how, so that is the Aramanupanisyapachya. Very deeply. So it's quite deep to really be able to understand reality as not self, because there must be the understanding of a reality right now at a time. By conditions, this is the most important thing. The most difficult is by conditions. No how at all.
Understanding does develop. So you don't have to.
How may you try to find out by your own thinking? No understanding right now. So what you think is conditioned by attachment, just wanting to. But understanding is not trying to understand or trying to have result. Because it has to be understanding that there is no understanding of whatever appears. So what is needed is the words which can condition the development of understanding. For example, we talk about seeing, because there is seeing. But at the moment of talking about seeing, there is no understanding of seeing. See, there is seeing. And when we talk about seeing, it's not the moment of understanding seeing. But by understanding what seeing is, on and on and on, it can condition a little understanding, little by little, from moment to moment. Because at that moment, when we talk about seeing, there's no thinking about other things. But as long as there is the talking about seeing, and there is the idea of how, it's not the understanding of seeing. How deep it is to know each moment as it is. Seeing is not the moment of talking about it. Right? Seeing is not the moment of talking about seeing. And if there is the idea of trying, it hinders instantly. Because the self is there, just want to try to do, not to get, not to become detached with understanding.
It can grow, and I don't really know.
You just want, it's not you, but attachment, desire, just want to go wrongly, not to understand reality at that very moment. Just want to know, not the understanding itself, it develops from moment of understanding. So it's different way. It's not the way to understand, it's the way to get. But you get avijja, ignorance and attachment more and more. That is panya, only panya can understand attachment as attachment. Only panya can be wise to attachment. Otherwise, attachment is wiser than that which does not understand. At that moment, there is no understanding.
And attachment is not ours.
No.
But I don't believe. Because I would like it to be not mine, but it seems like it's mine, attachment, I'm attached.
So you can see that even it's not yours, but you take it for yours. What is right?
And the problem is we think the attachment is ours, and we think the understanding is ours. So we want to have less attachment.
That's why Buddha talked about the citta, cetasika, and rupa in details, and the paccaya in details, in order to have the intellectual understanding, to be conditioned for understanding what one has learned at moment when it is there. Like seeing, see? There is seeing, and he talked a lot about seeing, to condition the understanding of seeing, not to think of other things and want to not understand it. But there is not enough conditions for understanding of seeing to arise. And that's the way, the point that the lopa can come in immediately all the time. It's compared to the space in between the kalapa, each kalapa. Lopa is there.
So it pervades everything.
Yeah. Right. That's why it's so very difficult to understand it, that as just not self. No matter lopa or attachment or understanding. Right now, reality just arises by conditions and it passes away unknowingly. What is left is only the nimitta, the sign of the succession of the arising and falling away of realities. But it can be the beginning to developing understanding. Because nothing is permanent at all. A moment ago, it's gone completely. Otherwise, nothing is changed. But since it arises and falls away, it changes all the time. From seeing to hearing, see? Changing unknowingly. Yeah. By conditions. Seeing and hearing, see? And thinking about what is heard as the wave sound, something like that. The only one thing to develop is just understanding, only that. Leave everything to conditions. Otherwise the self try to be conditioned, but it's wrong because it's unwholesome. Reality, attachment and the idea of self is not right. Yeah, because what do you think about Dhamma? What is it? Because we are trapped by the word in Pali and we try to search and look for it. But if we understand what Dhamma is, it's so close you cannot get away from it. Because Dhamma means that which is real and it appears all the time, unknowingly, as just a reality, because it appears as something, like seeing, visible object. That which is seen is different from that which is heard. And now, whatever is seen has gone. At moment of hearing, there is no more visible object and seeing. So it goes away very rapidly all the time. It's like the outer world or the inner world. The inner world arises and falls away in split seconds. What is left is only sign of the arising and falling away as different objects and different things. But without the inner world, without the realities, the absolute realities, there can never be the outer world at all. See, we take it for shrimp or prawn, but actually it's only that which is seen with memory of the shape and form. So we have such idea. And when we taste it, there is the idea of taste, no shape, no form of the eye and the skin. Yeah? That's why if there can be the understanding of a reality at a time, perfectly, no idea of self at all. Sound cannot be anyone, anything. Whisper object can be seen and then falls away. But there is no understanding and condition clinging. When there is no understanding, it clings to both seeing and whisper object. Instantly, by conditions. So natural, that is the natural conditions. This is not being called Manasikara, but it attends now with citta, which experiences. So we don't have to think about the name, just understand the reality is not that. Otherwise, if only calling it, naming it, but where is it, it's gone. Without knowing it as Manasikara, right? Because there is Manasikara at any moment of citta. But when we name it, we call it, we don't know it, its characteristic.
Can I, Ajahn, do anything to feel better?
For yourself again. Just for yourself, not for understanding. Yeah. But I think that no matter what you get, it's not as best as understanding the true nature of reality. Because you take it for me or mine, but actually it's not you, it's not yours. But what you just want is for yourself. So actually, it's not the understanding that there is no you and there's no self. What do you want?
A lot of understanding and pleasant moments with that.
Yeah. Okay, a lot of understanding has to be the understanding of a characteristic at a time. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it becomes big number. But if there's no understanding of none and just hope to have lots of understanding or understanding of part of reality, it's impossible. So just collect or develop the understanding of one characteristic at a time. Only one at a time. You hope for a lot, but actually just one at a time. Otherwise, there is no understanding. So now, what you want to understand? For now. There are many realities. Which one is that which you want to understand? Which one?
When we say more understanding, we have an idea of being someone, just a person with a lot of understanding, a wise person. And actually, think about the term of understanding. Something other than
yes, but understanding what? This is more
at present moment. So, I would like to understand present moment.
Okay. Can you condition present moment to arise at will?
No. so, I can do.
So wait and wait to the end of your life and end of next life and other life, because it's impossible to have anything at will. But by understanding it, it can condition some very pleasant moment of not having ignorance anymore.
Present. Yeah, I said present, but yeah.
Not present.
No, present, but pleasant also sounds good.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to ask about the pleasant and unpleasant,
uh-huh.
when there is unpleasant moment.
Yeah.
And it seems really we cannot change.
But and it does arise and pass away in split seconds. So is it useful to hope for and wanting it more and more, because it does not stay at all. You cannot really have it, because it just arises to show up and then goes away. And it can be object of attachment instantly. That's all. So the more you want it, the more there is attachment of such thing which arises and passes away in split seconds. Nothing is left. So one just develops the understanding of the truth of realities, that's all. No expectations. It's the way to have less clinging. And when there's less clinging, there is pleasant moment with understanding. Much better than pleasant feeling with attachment. To be free from attachment. As long as one still be enslaved by attachment, never have the experience of being freed from attachment.
So it doesn't appeal to us, our loba, because we are full of loba. It doesn't appeal to us so much, detachment. We are full of attachment.
That's why he needs teaching.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
To know the truth.
Yes. But your remark about face is a good one. You should bring it up.
And yeah, I do it, Nina.
Yeah.
But at first, I've got the question, because what bothers me now is, see, Ajahn, there is many people sitting here, and we talk about visible object and everything, and my mind doesn't apply to that. There are people.
I still, your mind still apply no understanding of anatta-ness, see? So it's against the teachings, because the teaching says that everything, all dhammas are dhammas, not self.
But they appear as a self, as so many people.
No, not at all. Not at all. It appears as something, and you take it for I.
Mm-hmm.
For example, seeing now sees. Does it belong to anyone? Just seeing. Yeah. Where is it that belongs to you?
It's always there.
Where? When it says,
yeah.
Is that you? Does it belong to you? Where is it which belongs to you? When it belongs to you, you get it. But you cannot get it.
Cannot get it, but I know that it doesn't belong to you. But I see it doesn't belong to you.
When you take seeing for my seeing, it's not seeing anymore. Because it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have some more, please.
Ajahn, there is also another question. We talked with Nina before, and she thinks it's good to ask, because it pertains to all. The recent time, I'm losing my faith where to listen Dhamma to you, and it's like, to Dhamma, it doesn't work on me like before, and it's just, I don't know. I'm losing my faith.
In what?
In Dhamma.
What is Dhamma?
a reality right now. But I mean to listening Dhamma, you know, to hearing Dhamma, and because to understand, I first must listen a lot and have a faith into that.
Is it you?
It's no.
Who lose the faith?
No, but I would like to have more faith, because.
As your faith or just faith?
It would be great, it would be just faith.
So listen more, otherwise you will have no faith. Because at the moment of not hearing it, how can there be the faith of what is heard? Because there is no hearing. If you just want to have faith in Dhamma, you have to listen to Dhamma.
You never speak in time.
Otherwise, how can you get that? The faith in Dhamma without hearing Dhamma.
So
you just want to listen to the fake, not the truth? It's not the matter of I or you or anyone, but the truth is the truth. So it depends on whether you see the value of understanding the truth, or you just live without understanding what is real and what is true. The whole life, you live with blindness. Just know, just learn, that's all. No expectation, because it's worthwhile listening to know what is the truth of this moment too. If you just want to live without understanding, you will never know, understand, and know what is truth. What is true? But understanding of what? And is it real understanding? Just say that it's Dhamma or it's Nama, it's Rupa, but it's not understanding. Only the name, not the understanding at all. You just want to be happy with the name. So you get a lot of names on and on from books. But if you listen with desire to understand, it hinders. Because the self is there just wanting to have something for you, not to understand. But the way Dhamma is, nobody can change, or it does not belong to anyone. Just listen and understanding it. Then it will be accumulated more and more. And you always think to get or to gain something. But later on, when there is more understanding, then you have less attachment. And let's cling in automatically.
I'm scared of ignorance, Ajahn, sometimes.
You think about that, but instead of thinking, like to understand it or not. See? Realities. So it depends whether you learn something different from just other subjects. The subject which appears and nobody knows except those who listen to the teachings can know about it. That's all. And the subject is the essence of life and of the world and of the truth. Without all these realities, there is no world at all. So, like a very simple question like, what is the world? If there is no thing or not anything arise at all, there would never be a world. But when there is just a reality or a thing arise, that is a world. Without that, there is no world. So without that and that and that and that, there is no world. That's it.
So like visible object, we take it for the world, right?
Because it has arisen. If it does not arise, no visible object, no world. So it depends on that which arises, that we take it for something like life or world. Just even one thing is a world. So who can tell anyone much more about the world? See, they don't know just a reality, which is a world already. Without realities, there's no one, nothing here. So there are only realities, the unknown realities, until one was told by the enlightened one.
Understanding means understanding the world.
Certainly. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The answer of all questions.
Judging by the discussion we have about this and so forth, we have the idea that the standards come as enlightened. They don't have any concept of understanding realities.
They don't know what should be object of understanding to even to know what they don't understand. So just listen, that's a time. It brings more understanding of that which is not unknown by those who do not listen to the teachings. Can the question be, what is there now? What is there now? Is there nothing? Or something? Or what? What is there now? Yes, right now. Citta. Citta knowing what? The seeing is that which knows what appears now. That is the citta which knows. A reality which can see only.
I've got my Vibhanga with me, Ajahn. It's very my favorite book. I like to be quiet and read.
Yeah, about?
About Ayatanas.
Okay.
And there is visible object in different forms.
Okay. Is there Ayatana now?
Yeah, it must be Ayatana.
Just must be is not enough. Because instead of thinking of Ayatana, without the realities, there's no Ayatana. So we have to understand the essence of the meaning of the term ayatana. If there is nothing, there is no ayatana. But when whatever appears, it indicates that it is ayatana at that very moment. Otherwise, it cannot appear. For example, the visible object is everywhere, but only that which is seen is ayatana. That which is not seen is not ayatana. And there are many moments of experiencing an object, but at the moment of seeing, that which sees is ayatana. So we have to come to this very moment to understand what is there by the word ayatana or any word in the teachings. It just explains what is there now in detail to understand the non-self or no being there at all, only different realities. The meeting point.
Ayatana.
Ayatana. So now, hardness is not ayatana at moment of seeing, but visible object is ayatana, and seeing is ayatana, and the Dhamma ayatana, that is cetasikas, which arise with citta. And the eye base is there too, so the Ajatana. Is this Ajatana now?
Yes. It's Chakwayatana.
Otherwise, it's in the book. No, no word, no word. Because when you are thinking, it's not Ajatana. This is not Ajatana when you think of Mano, Mana, Dhamma. But when it's seen at that very moment, it's Ajatana. Just that which is seen.
It's a good quote for Howard. Ajatana. For Howard, you know. He's always thinking of unseen visible objects and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why Buddha pointed out this moment. What is there? By way of Ajatana, by way of Dhatu, by way of Paramadadhamma, by way of Ariya Satcha, of Patichasamuppada. Just at that very moment to understand clearly, perfectly that there is no self. So at moment of touching, no understanding of Ajatana, because you are thinking of the word Ajatana. But at the moment of what appears, it is Ajatana. And there are many Ajatanas at moment of touching. So it's not in the book. Otherwise, it's only book learner, not Dharma learner. So, when it's not Ajatana, when it's not Ajatana,
when it does not appear.
So, what's the meaning of Ajatana?
The coming together of different realities.
So what coming together this moment?
Visible object, the eye sense, and then the seeing.
Is there any Ajatana at moment when the object does not appear?
No.
No citta?
No. Bhavanga.
Yeah.
But isn't that Ajatana Bhavanga?
Because there is also other reality like Chetasika there. It cannot arise alone.
I like to think about Vitichitas Ajahn. If the moment in my life is not as I would like to be and no understanding, everything is just like a last resort for me. Oh, just Vitichitas comes. And so the processes are there.
What about this moment?
Even if I could now want to understand visible object, now it doesn't appear. So I'm thinking, I'm recollecting Vitichitta that appears. Like in your book, Survey of Paramatadhamma, you mentioned that the world appears when we wake up and the Vitichittas wake up, and you said like Kilesa wakes up with that.
Now?
Now. Yes.
Ayatana now?
Ayatana.
Okay. No, you.
I feel like that is me.
Otherwise, it's not advanced at all. Because only from book, reading and learning from book. Ayatana?
Mm-hmm.
Not in the book?
No, no.
Mm-hmm. What Ayatana?
Of taste. And Manoyatana and Dhammayatana.
And what is Manayatana?
It's citta, that what experiences an object.
Only at moment when tastes appear.
Mm-hmm.
That citta is Manayatana. The tongue consciousness is Manayatana.
So, there are six dwaras, six doorways.
Okay, which one is now?
Sixth one.
See, we can talk about the six, but what now? This is the most important thing. Otherwise, it's only thinking and naming it while it arises and falls away, and knowing whether it's this doorway or other doorway, or
the one
doorway. So it has to be at moment of that reality appear and study which means beginning to understand that as not so.
But it's gone, Ajahn, all the time.
It doesn't matter, because that's the way it is. Always go away. Just learn to understand the truth, that's all. It doesn't matter whether you like it or not, but just understand the way it is. Because attachment or liking is also realities, the way it is. Until Panya develops to know that there is no self at all, only different realities. Is there ayatana at moment of not eating it? Is there ayatana at moment of not eating?
Not eating.
See, is there any ayatana at moment of not eating anything?
Yeah, there must be.
Yeah. Different way, but there are ayatana.
And why to understand, Ajahn?
Pardon?
Why to understand?
Better not to understand.
But it seems harder way to understand, because many pleasures in
it
life...
It depends on whether there is condition to understand, to appreciate the understanding, or to appreciate ignorance. It depends on the individual's accumulation. No one can do anything for the others.
The answer is we, that's our inclination.
We include him. He is interested in reading and memory and memorize the words and the terms, big words.
But
each word indicates reality right now, to be understood. Without it, without the book, there's no way to understand what appears now. But by reading and understanding that it just represents reality, each word, it's not just nothing there, but it's something which is unknown, and it can be known by the explanation from book. So it helps one to understand when it thought about hardness, where is it at this moment? See?
But it's nice one as well.
Talking about seeing now, hearing now, thinking now. Everything is now. So just learn to understand now. What is it? What is there? Or just live without knowing anything from birth to death. Would you like to learn anything or something or nothing?
Yeah, I think Ajahn is good to consider Dhamma as from time to time, or it's always because in my case I'm just expecting, but sometimes it's really calm mind.
Okay, what's your first sentence?
Excuse me?
What is your first
sentence?
The first sentence?
I don't remember now. Listen and read Dhamma.
Okay, just stop that. Say it again.
It's good to read Dhamma.
To read Dhamma?
Yeah.
And now we're not reading Dhamma. The real Dhamma. Yeah. The real Dhamma.
Yes.
We are ready.
Yeah.